In Alaska, conversations about land conservation often involve thousands of acres, hundreds of miles from the nearest city. But sometimes just a couple of acres can make all the difference. Community members in Anchorage rallied together recently to help protect one of the most popular birding spots in the city. Alaska Public Media's Emily Russell has the story.
Potter Marsh sits at the base of the Chugach Mountains. The burnt orange-colored grasses wrap around the glassy open water. This is one of the last places to freeze before winter, which is why so many birds come to visit.
We got standard ducks that you might call mallards, pintail, green-winged teal. There's snow geese. There's the Canada geese. Sandhill cranes come through here.
Joe Meehan is with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. The season, it's past now, but a video from the spring migration shows two of those sandhill cranes tilting their redheads back and opening their beaks wide. It's sites like this that Meehan says attract more than 150,000 visitors each year to Potter Marsh. But those visitors, they probably don't know that in the woods around the marsh, there's junk. Big cast iron boilers, stacks of sheet metal, a toilet or two, and a seemingly endless supply of bathtubs. There used to be an old airstrip here, so Meehan says the junk, it just started piling up.
These appliances, John, I think there's some old beat up vehicle frames here somewhere.
I don't know what the vehicle frames were. There's the outboard motor was back there.
Meehan is here today with John Ross from the Conservation Fund. All the trash here, it's unsettling, but there's an even bigger threat. It turns out all around the marsh is private land. Ross says until recently, there was a fear the land could be turned into condos.
You know, part of the ambiance is that there's not somebody's house here. You know, you're coming in and it's this kind of wooded, marshy environment rather than development.
Fish and Game didn't have the money to buy the land, so the Conservation Fund stepped in to help. The current property owners agreed to lower the price, and private donors also stepped up to secure the sale. Joe Meehan says people in Anchorage, they have a real connection to the place.
There was one gentleman who walked the marsh almost every day with his wife who had cancer, and she eventually passed away. And so for the last few months of her life, it was spent at Potter Marsh, and it was just a special place for him, and he wanted to see it protected, and so he was interested in helping protect it.
Meehan says before the sale was finalized, a crew hauled away nearly 20 tons of trash and another 50 tons of recycled steel. Now Fish and Game will make sure Potter Marsh and the land around it stays wild. After all, Meehan says that's the way the community wanted it. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Emily Russell.